And now, live from the studios of Freedom's Phoenix, Ernest Hancock.
Oh, we got breaking news here on Declare Your Independence with me, Ernest Hancock, from the beautiful studios of FreedomsPhoenix.com. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. And you know how hard it was for us to get this? You know, yesterday we had Motorhome Diaries guys on, Pete and Jason, and what happened was after that they went to the Canadian border. I think they were in Vermont. They're going to Canadian border and go spread freedom. And then they put up, they got tweets out. We were just talking about this. They got some tweets out. You know, they went and grabbed their cameras, deleted the video and so on. They were doing ransacking for 4 hours. They're there. Oh, my goodness. And we called that number. And it was in French, you know, because Canadian, I guess there, you know, they have French and English. And what happened, you know, we got audio. We had, man, we just browbeat him. Jet Lacy was on it. He was just going, we want the audio. We want to know what happened, and this is the audio that we got.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Who is this?
It is Jason and Pete from the Motorhome Diaries. We bring to you a message of peace and liberty. We have been charged by our founders with a sacred quest. If you allow us passage, you may join us in our quest for individual liberty.
Well, I'll ask, but I don't think we'll be very keen. We've already got one, you see.
What? He says they've already got one. Are you sure?
Oh, yes, it's a very nice.
I told him we've already got one.
Well, can we come in and have a look?
Of course not. You are American types.
Well, what are you then?
I'm French. Why do you think I have this outrageous accent, you silly motorhome types?
We come with a message of peace. I beg of you.
You don't frighten us, American do-gooders. Go and boil your bottoms, sons of a silly person. I blow my nose at you, so-called motorhome diary types. You and all your silly Yankee cunniggets.
What a strange person. Now look, my good man.
I don't want to talk to you no more, you empty-headed animal American liberty talkers. I fart in your general direction. Your mother was a hamster, and your father smelt of elderberries.
Is there someone else we could talk to?
No. Now go away, or I will cavity search you a second time.
I've been more than reasonable.
More than reasonable. Or are these guys, they're just bad guys. Well, we got Pete on the line there. Pete, tell us what happened, man. We got about a minute right here before we go to the break, and then we'll come back and get the whole story. But are you guys okay?
Yeah, right on. Thanks for having us back on. Didn't expect it to be this soon, but thanks for helping get the word out. And Jason's sitting here with me as well.
Hey, what's up?